the next time it would be Mickon, and her father would listen to him go on about armor and swords, and how hot a forge should be, and the best way to temper steel. Another day it might be Holland, with his endless horse talk, or Septon Shale from the library, or Jory, or Sir Rudrick, or even old Nan with her stories. Arya had loved nothing better than to sit at her father's table and listen to them talk. She had loved listening to the men on the benches, too, to free riders, tough as leather, courtly knights, and bold young squires, grizzled old men-at-arms. She used to throw snowballs at them, and help them steal pies from the kitchen. Their wives gave her scones, and she invented names for their babies, and played monsters and maidens, and hide the treasure, and come into my castle with their children. Fat Tom used to call her Arya Underfoot, because he said that was where she always was. She liked that a lot better than Arya Horseface. Only that was Winterfell, a world away, and now everything was changed. This was the first time they had supped with the men since arriving in King's Landing. Arya hated it. She hated the sounds of their voices now, the way they laughed, the stories they told. They'd been her friends. She'd felt safe around them. But now she knew that was a lie.